Park advocates have long complained about the unequal state of public parks around New York City. As WNYC's Alec Hamilton reports, two competing visions to make park funding more fair are now vying to become policy.
State Senator Daniel Squadron says there's a disparity in New York City's parks. The Grand Marquis parks, like Central Park, featured manicured, litter-free grounds, clean, bubbling fountains, and a fleet of security and maintenance staff. Neighborhood parks, especially in low-income areas, often struggle with trash, overgrowth, and disrepair.
Today in New York City, that's the system we have. Now, the truth is that comes from a crisis in parks funding.
While the big parks receive private donations, neighborhood parks rely heavily on appropriations from local city council members. And those politicians often have more pressing problems of public health and safety that use up the limited funding for their district.
Those who need it most shouldn't be left with the open spaces that are the least well-maintained.
Last fall, Squadron proposed a radical solution. Require privately funded park conservancies with at least $5 million to donate a fifth of their budgets to struggling city parks. The conservancies and park advocates immediately pushed back. They said the estimated $15 million the proposal could generate wasn't enough to risk alienating donors. Now the head of the City Council's Parks Committee has proposed a less controversial solution, one that could make Squadron's plan moot. Mark Levine said on the Brian Lehrer Show recently, parks deserve to be funded directly by taxpayers from the city budget.
We have a two-tiered park system today in which a small number of privately funded parks are doing fabulous, and the rest of the system's forced to rely only on public dollars, a budget which has languished.
It's unclear which approach Mayor de Blasio favors. His proposed budget allocates money for capital improvements for the neighborhood parks, but nothing for their maintenance. The city council is requesting $27 million to keep small parks in good shape. But even if Squadron's plan doesn't become policy, he says it has started a needed conversation. And that could lead to a different solution to the problem of how to level the city's playing fields. The mayor and the council have until July 1st to work something out. For WNYC, I'm Alec Hamilton.